the GLC abolished. Time to wake up again, the usual bears at the window. Could the daylight too be growing? A solemn morning, the monster goats stir in the outfields. And in the day again, past the window, warm and in, the light plant down shifts and stirs. I am thinking of small things as I take breakfast, like any other day, suddenly to stop, as though I had forgotten why I should be uneasy, or what sorts of foolery are afoot with the smell of discord. On the hills, the wolves and foxes lie down and discuss what more the government can possibly do for them. It is as though something is taken away from you, and the thief returns to punish you for carelessly losing it. What can you say? Yet there is something more than just grotesque about this day. It is self-defeating. The mouth of the dragon twists to bite its own tail. For today, the government will make a city disappear. No more London, not even a shire to take its place. I open the windows of my friend's flat to watch the transformation, uncertain what is happening. Exhilarating, over the plants, the mountain range, in the width of windows, viewing the warm brick, the sides of the mountains. There are houses are folded and waved in a complex of mountains. The wall that is faces of houses is plain and square, such brick in new mountain building. Curves keystoned, brick arches in Roman threes, like mountains ancient again, present as a curtain wall but of cliffs and ridges, and at night the lights are here, then there, in the caves of the face.